In this bulletin, flood warnings remain in place for parts of New South Wales and Queensland. Tasmania becomes the third Australian state to pass voluntary assisted dying laws. And in the AFL, Geelong's Patrick Dangerfield handed a three-match suspension. For the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Rainfall is expected to ease across coastal New South Wales today as 15,000 people prepare for evacuation. Some 18,000 residents have been evacuated since last week, with authorities warning the flood cleanup could stretch beyond Easter. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to visit flood-affected areas around Sydney this morning. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has called the severe weather fronts catastrophic. Flood warnings remain in place in southern Queensland despite expectations of easing rainfall. A major flood warning is active for the Logan River, inland from the Gold Coast, and a moderate flood warning has been issued for the Albert River, both south of Brisbane. The rain band is expected to clear today, with more settled conditions likely across the state south. Greens Senator Lydia Thorpe says she's being sexually harassed by some of her parliamentary colleagues. She has told NITV that two senators and two members of the House of Representatives have made suggestive comments and touched her inappropriately.
Commenting on what I'm wearing, what I've got in my mouth when I'm eating. I've had two older men put their arm around me. Once when I was walking to the chamber for question time, a senator put their arm around me as I was walking down the stairs. The other was a House of Reps member who put their arm around me during an inquiry, which made me feel really uncomfortable.
The Prime Minister's office says the government takes all matters of workplace safety very seriously. It says everyone should feel safe in a workplace and calls on everyone with allegations of sexual harassment or assault to come forward. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has apologised after claiming during a press conference focused on the mistreatment of women yesterday that News Corp was dealing with a harassment complaint. The company has rejected the suggestion. In a late-night Facebook post, Mr. Morrison says he deeply regretted his comments and he accepts News Corp's account. He says he was wrong to raise the matter without the permission of the individual at the centre of the incident and that he wishes to apologise to them. Australians can soon start being inoculated against COVID-19 using an Australian-made vaccine. The nation's medicine regulator overnight approved more than 830,000 doses of the Melbourne-made AstraZeneca vaccine. The Therapeutic Goods Administration approved domestic production of the vaccine on Sunday, but batch testing was still underway. Four batches totaling more than 800,000 have now been cleared for use. The TGA says it's a major step in the country's response to the pandemic. Tasmania is expected to become the third Australian jurisdiction to legalise voluntary assisted dying after the legislation passed the state's upper house. Legislative Council members supported the End of Life Choices Bill late last night, approving amendments from the lower house. It's the fourth time proposed euthanasia laws have come before Tasmania's parliament, with the legislation due to become active in 18 months. Similar laws exist in Western Australia and Victoria. To the AFL, Geelong's Patrick Dangerfield has been suspended for three games. The eight-time All-Australian pleaded guilty to a rough conduct charge for a contact that left Adelaide's Jake Kelly concussed and with a broken nose during the Cats' opening round loss to the Crows. Dangerfield's absence will be significant as Geelong aims to rebound on Friday night at Kandinia Park against Brisbane, which was also defeated in round one. The suspension also means he's ineligible for the Brownlow Medal this year. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 26. Adelaide, shower or two, 23. Melbourne, showers, 19. Hobart, rain with possible heavy showers, also 19. Canberra, shower or two, 21. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 30. Newcastle, mostly sunny as well, 28. Brisbane, early shower or two, 32. Cairns, a shower or two, 34. Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 32. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.